The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. We are proud to welcome Legoland Florida Resort as the presenting sponsor of Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. On today's episode, we start a brand new segment of the podcast called Chamber Chats. We also speak with Altenise Reynolds, who is the head of resort experiences for Legoland Florida Resort and Peppa Pig Theme Park. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Wow.
Excited to be here.
If you're unsure of who these lovely voices are, it's Hannah. She is our events and programs manager. And then we also have Anna Saavedra, who is our membership and sponsorship development manager. And we are here to start a new little segment on the podcast called Chamber Chats.
Woo!
To open up the episode with some chamber news, as well as some highlighting some members. So we're excited to add a new element to the podcast and hopefully be able to shout out our members and keep you updated on all the things that are happening at the chamber. So we kind of have some big news that we wanted to start the episode with, and that is that we are a 5-star accredited Chamber of Commerce.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
We are thrilled to receive this designation. We just got it recently, and this is our second time being designated as a 5-star Chamber of Commerce.
Second time in a row.
That's crazy.
It's big.
It's a big deal. So we definitely had to give ourselves a shameless plug that if you are a member of our chamber, you are a member of a 5-star accredited chamber, to be exact.
Oh, yeah.
It is a big deal in the chamber world. Yeah, it's a big deal in the chamber world. I know to some people, it's probably like, what does that mean? Well, it means that we're a big deal. because there are only 10 5-star accredited chambers in Florida, and we are one of those. And there's 189 or something in in the U.S. that are accredited, but there are a few designations. You can be 5-star, you can be 4-star, you can be 3-star, but we are 5-star, which is the best designation that you can get. So we just thought we would plug that because we're really proud of that, and it was really
a lot of work.
Labor of love, if you will.
5-stars, baby.
5-stars, baby. We're so proud. That's how proud we are. We're obnoxious about it.
We may have had a little dance party on the third floor, and then went to go treat ourselves with some ice cream from Delectable Delights.
Can be confirmed. We definitely did that. And the ice cream was really good.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. They have Mackinac Island fudge now, and it is chef's kiss.
Yeah, it was amazing. So Delectable Delights, thanks for helping us celebrate our big news. So we wanted to mention that shameless plug. And then I wanted to ask Hannah and Anna how their experience was with Ferrari Build and Race. They were able to go to the opening and get a little preview of all the fun that's happening over there at Legoland Florida Resort. So how did that go, guys?
It was so fun.
So fun.
Did not know that you can actually sit in the life-size Ferrari. And it was fantastic.
And Hannah says, life size because it's all built out of Legos, which is insanity.
Mm-hmm. Just note that if you're really tall, might not be the best idea for you to sit in it.
My husband was very tall, and he was like, yep, Ferrari is not for me. But
it is really cool because it revs the engine and you can turn the headlights on and stuff like that.
It's interactive. It's very cool.
Did not get to sit in it, and I was very sad, but I did get Mayor Birdsong to sit in it and take a lovely picture.
And I think that's the most important part of it. Because
he was having a blast.
That definitely is the front image on our post about Ferrari Build and Race. I was like, the mayor is out here at Ferrari Build and Race.
But it was really cool because it literally is all made out of Legos. Except for the steering wheel, but it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
That is impressive. And then I also saw some pictures of you guys building. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, because I saw Anna doing the ramp and it didn't go great.
I'm not as good at a Lego build as I thought I would, because in my head, you know, there's a lot of like 8 to 12 year olds that are just killing it right. at Lego builds, and yeah. I am not.
I think part of my problem too is I personally, I have not put together Legos in a really long time.
Fair, fair.
And B, I'm not very creative in that way.
Well,
no.
Well, I'm not either, so don't, I can't say anything.
Don't even try. I was gonna try.
When they give you all of these items and you just have to dig.
Yeah, I would not just do great.
And you'd
at
have
that.
To figure out how to do it. It's
but like you can be creative with it. Yeah. And I also do not know very much about racing outside of the what, like 6 seasons I've watched of Drive to Survive on Netflix. Which is that's not even about the racing. It's about the drama in between like all the teams, mm-hmm. which is why I watch it. Right. But I know nothing about what a racing car needs to look like what
None
physics
yeah.
are happening.
Right.
So my car, I put in a valiant effort.
I saw it. You did. You tried.
It didn't work very well. Because in the second, well, the last part of the exhibit, they have like a screen where you can race your car.
Yeah,
you,
like,
you can either use like pre-created racing cars, or you can put the one that you built into this little like thing, and it scans it, and then it tells you all sorts of things. And mine had like zero downforce, which is apparently something you're supposed to have.
I was
going to
say, maybe that's not great.
It was really cool because it took
though.
How you built it and said, hey, this is really how you're going to race.
Oh.
And it like scans the side view, like side profile of your car up onto the screen.
That's cool.
Like, really cool.
Kids are gonna freak out.
Oh yeah. But the testing part is really fun because like you get to see how it goes together.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of kids that were there that night, and oh man, they were having a blast.
Oh,
and I was having a blast, even though my car didn't do any of the things I wanted it to do.
It's still
it didn't
even
go down the ramp straight. So it's
okay. Yeah, I can confirm. I saw the videos. It wasn't great for Anna, but it still looked like a lot of fun. So
thank
we
you
just
for not posting those.
Yeah. Well, we might, you know. The year is young. It's great content. So but we wanted to mention that because that's obviously a awesome new addition to Legoland and Legoland. They are members and also sponsors of season 8 of Zap and Name podcast.
Yes, they are. I also want to give a shout out to their dining team because they put together an incredible Italian spread.
Oh.
There was charcuterie. Okay. There was like bruschetta. There were some pasta dishes.
That.
It was amazing.
Oh, good.
10 out of 10.
It was just a full-on experience.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got the VIP treatment.
And we got fun little Ferrari flags afterwards. Yes.
Which is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love the little souvenirs. That's
They're
like
so cute.
One of the best parts of going to one of those is the souvenirs you get. And you never forget.
I was a little bummed that you couldn't take home the car.
Darn.
Yeah. But
that would have been cute. But we
get it.
They do need the supplies to continue to build these things.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
So congrats to Legoland on the addition of Ferrari. And I'm happy you guys were able to enjoy that. So
fun.
The Little Pinmon Kings have 4 locations here in Polk County, Florida, along with 3 locations in Michigan, Ohio, so we can serve you more and save you more. We buy more so we can save you more. We're proud and excited to announce this year the Little Pinmon Kings Used Vehicle Buying Center, located on Avenue K in the heart of Central Florida. Also, if you get in an accident, the Little Pinmon Kings will be happy to take care of you at our Winter Haven Collision Center. If you hit a deer, bring it here. If you hit a truck, you're in luck. Come to the Winter Haven Collision Center and let the Low Payment Kings take care of your vehicle. The Low Payment Kings are very proud and excited to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida and one of the fast growing counties in the country, Polk County, Florida. We look forward to serving all the residents of Florida with all your automotive needs. On behalf of the Low Payment Kings, I hope you all roar, soar, and do more in 24.
What other member news we got? Anything going on that you guys can think of that we want to highlight?
100. I do want to give a shout out to Haven Coffee Roasters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they just went to Australia to participate in the World Series of the Golden Bean competition, which is like specifically for coffee roasting.
Mm-hmm.
And they won overall champion,
which means
they've got the best coffee roast in the world.
Right, here in Winter Haven.
Yeah. I think that is insane. And it's actually funny that we're talking about this because this episode is I'm talking to Altanise about Peppa Pig. And Peppa Pig is the world's first. And so it's cool that Winter Haven is a lot. I mean, we're worldwide, baby.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they got that, you know, I mean, World Champs is kind of a big title to have.
For sure. And it's cool. Right in our backyard in downtown.
Yeah. And they went all the way to Australia for that.
I know. Crazy.
So cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we want to shout out Haven Coffee Roasters and congratulate them on that because that is super cool. And ABC Action News actually covered it. So hopefully a lot of people will hear and come to Winter Haven to check out their little roastery that they got going on. We love Haven Coffee. So we appreciate their support and their membership and congratulations. So before we finish up our chamber chats, I thought we could talk just a little, like really quick, rapid fire, what events are coming up. So Hannah, what you got?
Oh, goodness. What do I not have? That's the better question. We are busy. We just got done in the last, month? Our Taste of Winter Haven event was fantastic.
Started with Economic Summit.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes.
And then 2 weeks later it was Taste.
Then
2 weeks later was Community
Fest.
We've
been busy.
We have.
You can't tell. So it's been a lot, but it's been really good. And then our leadership Winter Haven program, class 43, got to go to Tallahassee between those two weeks. So I've been very busy.
You have been.
But it's been a really good season. So definitely want to say thanks to everyone that's helped support us in those, because those I think are some of our best events.
Absolutely.
100%.
Coming up, we have, of course, all of our usual programs and everything. We have Wednesday's Win, Speed Leads,
we've got
Morning
an off
Momentum,
the clock networking event.
Yes.
If you're a chamber member, on March 19th, we'll be at the Florida State University College of Medicine Family Residency Clinic. And that's in conjunction with the Winter Haven Hospital Foundation as well.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
And then Thursday, March 20. Oh, sorry. I'm skipping ahead quite a bit. So sorry. Wednesday, March 27th, we have Wednesday's Win.
Mm-hmm. That we do.
Here at the Chamber. And then the next day, you can see us again. And it'll be Thursday, March 28th, our professional development series, Morning Momentum.
Mm-hmm.
This one's on
website development. With Cora Ligon,
yes.
With Ligon Marketing.
That is something that I have no idea how to do. So
it'll
it's
going
to be
helpful.
Great.
Yes,
absolutely. Fascinating stuff. It's stuff that's important for your business.
Yeah.
So definitely sign up for that. We also have our next big event, Wednesday, April 3rd, legislative wrap up.
Oh, yeah. And that we have two of our legislators confirmed. So
I think actually Melanie confirmed too.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we got three.
Love.
Woo.
So it'll be Senator Colleen Burton, Representative Sam Killebrew, and then Representative Melanie Bell, which if you guys didn't know, this is going to be Melanie and Representative Bell's and Representative Killebrew's last legislative wrap up.
That's crazy.
Which
isn't
is crazy.
It?
But we'll be recapping everything that happened this legislative session.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of going through some of the bigger bills that were pushed through that kind of fell off this time, and they'll be refocusing for next year.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really great. And it's always open for Q&A. So if you have any questions for your legislators, this is a great time to ask those and just communicate and have an open conversation about things that are happening in our local governments.
Absolutely. After going to Tallahassee with our leadership group, I know much more about the legislative process. More power to them. I could not do what they're doing. And I'm very thankful that, you know, we have the opportunity to meet the people that are representing us, you know, in our local businesses.
Yeah. Yes,
and
absolutely.
How it can really
Sarah Beth and
people.
I are really the political junkies in this office.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to be bringing Hannah over to the dark side.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good thing.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
fascinating
that'll be a good event. So all of these events you guys can sign up for at winterhavenchamber.com. We got a little drop down for chamber events as well as community events. So make sure you sign up for those. Are we missing any? Do we want to say any other ones?
I have one that I'd like to share.
Okay.
Endeavor is going to have their annual Trailblazers event. And that's going to be Tuesday, April 30th. That's going to be fantastic. It's going to be here at the Winter Haven Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, I'm not going to share because they are sharing those speakers and I want it to be a little bit of a surprise as they push that out. But they have some really great speakers set aside for that, that you can sit down and have one-on-one conversations with about how they got where they are in their career. Mm-hmm. And you can ask any advice, that kind of stuff. It'll just be really good. So that's Tuesday, April 30th, and you can sign up for that today.
Awesome. Love it. Those are all great events that if you're listening, you need to sign up for. Anna, it looks like you have something else to say.
I have nothing else to say.
Are you sure?
Well, you know me. I might think of something later, but nothing's coming to my brain right now.
Okay. Well, we're trying to keep our chamber chats short and sweet. So we hope that you guys will come and see us at any of the events we just mentioned. So if you have any member news that you want us to highlight, we will do our best. Just send them over to Brianna@winterhavenchamber.com and we'll try to highlight you in our chamber chats, as well as, you know, sharing things on social media. We're here to be your biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah, we want to celebrate you.
Yeah. And help you grow your business. So sign up for these events and hopefully we'll see you soon. Welcome to the podcast, Altanise.
Hello, good morning.
I'm so excited to have you on. There's a lot going on in tourism here in Winter Haven, specifically with Peppa Pig Theme Park and Legoland Florida Resort. So I'm excited to sit and chat with you and hear all of the things. But before we do that, I really like to give our listeners a chance to get to know the interviewee a little bit. So if you wouldn't mind kind of taking us on a journey of who you are, where you came from, and all of those fun things.
Yes. So my name is Altanise Reynolds. I am born and raised in Winter Haven.
Oh, fun. Yes. That's exciting.
Super, super exciting. Again, I always lived here. Went to Winter Haven High School.
Same.
Go Blue Devils.
Go Blue Devils, baby.
So from there, I did go away for school in Tallahassee at Florida A&M University.
Awesome.
And then transitioned back home, graduating from Polk State.
Nice. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. We soar. So obtained my AA degree from Polk State and then my bachelor's degree. Through working at Legoland Florida Resort, we were able to get a tuition program through Polk State. So that was how things were funded.
That's awesome.
And I still live here in Winter Haven, Florida. So that's just a little bit about myself.
Well, it sounds like you are one of our success stories because a lot of people who come on the podcast will say, I grew up in Winter. Well, it's kind of divided. Some people grew up here and some people have moved here. I'm one of the ones who have moved here. But a lot of people will be like, I grew up in Winter Haven and there was no way I was ever coming back. You know, like I'm, but you stayed and that's really exciting. Well, I mean, going off to school in Tallahassee, you know, a lot of people do that and that's important. So you go get your education and then bring it on back to us.
So, exactly.
So we appreciate that. Well, thank you for sharing that. For those of you who don't know, Altanise is the head of resort experiences for Peppa Pig Theme Park and Legoland Florida Resort. So I thought, Altanise, you could tell us a little bit about what your day-to-day looks like.
Yes, so I've actually been with Legoland Florida Resort for 12 years.
Congrats!
Thank you. So just 6 months after the park opened, my day-to-day has changed over the course of the years. However, right now my biggest focus is the guest piece. So okay. I'm the voice of the guest.
Right.
So whatever the guest may say about their experience, I'm all about trying to find ways to enhance and improve to ensure that it's the best place to stay and work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you're doing a great job. Anytime we've been to Legoland or Peppa Pig, the experience has been fantastic. So you are a part of that and making sure the guests enjoy their time. So thank you for all your work on that. I did want to mention that Peppa Pig just turned 2 years old, which is, I honestly, is surprising because I was at the, we did a preview and then we were at the grand opening and it's just crazy to think that that was 2 years ago. So how does it feel to hit that milestone?
So it's a huge milestone that Peppa Pig Theme Park have reached its second year of operation. It's super exciting because it's the first of its kind to be able to be brought down to Winter Haven, Florida, and seeing all the little kids get the experience and be immersed in the land of Peppa Pig.
Yeah. So on the preview, I actually was able to take two of my nephews. I have three. One of them was six. So he still never lets me forget that he didn't get to go. But I took two of them. And one was, I think, two or three at the time. And the other one, he must have been seven or eight. And I mean, they absolutely loved Peppa Pig. And I love that it's very, so it's not as big as Legoland, but it's very perfect, it's like the perfect amount of theme park for a young one. So much to do and run around. We went on the Daddy Pig coaster. Yes. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. We were just screaming and laughing. It was the best time. So it really is a special theme park. And I'm glad you mentioned that it is the world's first Peppa Pig theme park. And to have that here in Winter Haven is a huge deal. So anytime we talk about it or I post about it on social media, I make sure to say, this is the world's first Peppa Pig theme park, and it's right here in Winter Haven.
That's right.
So that's a very exciting thing. And our experience has been great, and I've only heard nothing but good things about Peppa Pig.
Yes, it's definitely a lot of fun. And just to know that age demographic, because we are catered for 0 to 5-year-olds.
Right.
But they're walking into a land where they see on TV every single day, and they get to live, breathe through Peppa's view, through Peppa's world. So it's super, super exciting. Like, I get my joy of standing at the front gate and just seeing all the kids run through. It's like, this is the best day ever.
Yeah, that must be so precious. Yeah, and I honestly didn't know much about, obviously, I didn't have kids at the time when Peppa opened. I have a 10-month-old, but she's not quite into Peppa Pig yet. But I hadn't really known about Peppa Pig, and I didn't realize how big of a deal Peppa is. And those kids just love her and her little accent. She's so cute.
Yes.
And we had a great time doing that. And even my nephew, he was about 7 at the time, 7 or 8, he still loved it. I know it's not necessarily geared towards the older, but he still loved it. So I was like, it's worth it for the whole family.
Exactly.
So that's exciting. Congratulations on turning 2. That's a very big milestone and something we're just really happy to have here in Winter Haven. So I'm happy we got to talk about that. But beyond Peppa Pig, there's also a ton going on at Legoland Florida Resort. Actually, our team had the privilege of coming to a preview opening for Ferrari Build-N Race, which is the newest addition to the park. So I thought you could talk a little bit about that and everything that's going on at Legoland.
Yes. So Legoland is continuing to evolve, and is super, super excited just to see back from 2011, when the park first opened.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're getting the water park added. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Legoland Hotel along with Beach Retreat, then Pirate Hotel.
Yep.
So then you had Peppa Pig come about. So a new experience that we just launched as of March the 8th on International Women's Day, which is super, super great.
I didn't
great.
Know that. That's cool. Love
yes.
that.
Was the Ferrari Build-N Race. And within there, as soon as you walk through the doors, you see a life-size Ferrari G296 car.
Oh my gosh.
Where you can actually sit in and you hear
Built
all of Lego.
Which is insane.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I'm like, somebody did that. Somebody spent hours and hours on end doing that.
Yes, and that's a cool job to have.
That is so cool. Can you imagine? Yeah, I'm just like a Lego engineer or whatever they call it. It's amazing.
So you get to sit in the car, and then you get to be able to hear the motors rev. You get to change out like the headlights.
Yeah.
There's different features that makes it interactive. But from there, then you get to go and do a build experience, and you get to build your own Ferrari car.
That is so cool.
Which is always about, using your creativity, your imagination.
Yeah.
And inside the building, there's a jump ramp. So
fun.
You could build your car, and then you could take it down the ramps, which is great. And you get to race different people.
I love it.
So it's a real nice experience, real cool experience. And we're just very thankful to have that partnership with the Ferrari brand.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool addition. And, Legoland is obviously, your whole slogan is built for kids. So having another attraction where kids can come and actually be very hands-on and build their car. It's funny because our team did the same thing, and it really brings out the kid in you. The pictures that I saw of Hannah and Anna and everybody building their cars was just so much fun. You can tell how exciting and how much fun, and then to take it down the ramp and the whole thing. So that's a really cool feature. I'm sure the kids are going to love.
Yes. They have loved it since opening. And actually, when we first announced that Ferrari was coming, we got so many comments and guests not super excited for it to come.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to feel like a blink of an eye. We're going to be talking about that 2-year milestone of it being there. It's going to happen in a blink of an eye. So that is very exciting. And then I know later on in the year, I believe, I'm not sure the exact time, but we know Sea Life is coming. So do you have anything to share about Sea Life?
Yes. So Sea Life, will be on another edition added mm-hmm. to Legoland Florida Resort. A lot of questions gets asked, well, where at is in the theme park?
Mm-hmm.
So it's super, super great to be able to kind of transition from the roller coasters,
yeah.
the built world, but also look at conservation and mm-hmm. seeing how to care for the animals.
Yeah.
And being able to walk the life within the animal realm. So it's super, super exciting.
Yeah. I also think that it'll be a cool experience, especially because, you know, it's Florida, it's hot. So to be able to like go inside and kind of almost do a more relaxing walk through the aquarium will kind of be a nice little addition, you know? So that's great as well. Is there anything else that you want to share about things coming to Legoland?
I mean, we're always evolving. We're yeah. always, as I say, one of my biggest focus is the voice of the guests.
Right.
So we do have some new things that's in the realm to come, such
okay.
as updating some of our theming in the hotel.
Okay.
That we're working on.
Cool.
We're doing some refreshments from the fringe rooms.
Okay.
So we got quite a bit that's getting ready to come. And then there's some bigger projects. Can't announce. But
darn it. Even I thought we were going to get the scoop, girl. That's all right. That's all right.
Even more great things to continue to come. So I think the biggest thing is that we want to make sure that everyone that comes is for the full family. And there's
yeah.
a lot to do from everyone within that family. So we're going to continue to grow, continue to look for new opportunities.
Yeah. And you guys are doing a fabulous job. You know, it's built for kids, but it really is an experience for the entire family. And it's great that there have been so many additions that you really can, you know, stay at the hotel and make it like a 2 or 3 day little experience vacation for people who are coming out of town, or a staycation for people who live here. There's so much that you guys are offering and adding that really adds a lot of value to the visitor. And I know that's a part of what you do, is all about the guests. So we appreciate all you're doing and really enhancing that experience.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, back to Peppa Pig for just a second. For people who have not been to the park, which if you're listening and you haven't, you're really missing out, so you need to buy your tickets and go. But what could somebody experience when they come to Peppa Pig theme park?
So the biggest thing that they'll be able to experience is living in Peppa's world.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have her house. We have meet and greets where we have Mommy Pig, Daddy Pig, mm-hmm. George, and Peppa. You got be able to have a dance with them.
Yeah.
Everything is based around the educational part mm-hmm. because during that age group, that's the most critical time in
right.
trying to develop the youth, for sure. So there are 5 rides. There is a splash pad.
I love that splash pad.
Perfect
oh,
for
yeah.
spring break. Spring break
now. I know, yeah. And oh. summertime's coming, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there is a splash pad that has slides. They have a big dump bucket. There's a sand play. We do have a restaurant within that location mm-hmm. along with our cinema. So
oh, yeah,
cinema,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's almost like I always call it, it's the great place to go because
yeah.
it allows the kids to go inside, watch a few of the Peppa Pig episodes,
yeah.
reset before they go back out and
right,
play.
Right, right. And cool off because
yes,
it's
and
hot.
Cool off. It is hot.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned that. And I know there's like little play areas. And I know when people think splash pad, they probably think something small, but I've been there. And the splash pad is, I mean, it's a good size for little kids. I mean,
it is.
It's pretty big. And my nephews were able to enjoy that. But being in Florida, I mean, you got to have some type of splash pad. It is so hot. So that's going to be really nice. I mean, hopefully people are going to be enjoying it for spring break. I'm sure you guys are going to be busy for spring break. But definitely coming up in the summer. And the beautiful thing about Florida is it's really an all year round thing because we really have that nice warm weather. Whether people like it or not, we do. Yep. So you can go to Peppa Pig and enjoy a couple rides and then cool off for a little bit, which is kind of a nice thing. One thing I wanted to mention that I thought was really cool when I visited the park was outside every ride is a sensory guide.
Yes.
Kind of telling the families what a child or someone riding the ride might experience when they're on the ride. What is the benefit to having those guides outside of the rides?
Yes. So Legoland Florida has a partnership with IBCCES, where all the employees are autism and cognitive certified and trained, which we go through a yearly training every year.
Wow.
With those sensory guides, we had the IBCCES come out to the park, and they were able to evaluate. And on those sensory guides, it talks about the five senses. Mm-hmm. So what will the child be able to see, feel, touch, taste?
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives it on a rating. So
right.
between 1 to 5, five being more of a higher
right. Rating.
Yeah, higher rating. So at each of the rides, it kind of gives a tidbit about what the child will experience or what the family experienced prior to getting on the attraction.
Right.
And it kind of helps because it's able to pre-plan ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All parents, one of the biggest things is that if we can make the child happy, the parents are always 100%.
happy. 100%. Absolutely.
So it allows the parents to do a lot of pre-planning prior to coming to know what to experience.
Right. And I think it's great to be able to plan, and especially if you have a child who maybe has sensitivity to noise or fast things or whatever the case may be, they can either avoid that ride or they can say, ooh, that ride would be really good for our kid, you know? So that is a wonderful thing, I feel like, to be able to have. And the fact that Peppa and Legoland are trying to be sensitive and inclusive to all kids being able to enjoy a theme park experience is fantastic. So hats off to you guys for working extra hard to make sure that all the kiddos get to enjoy the park, which is a huge benefit. So we appreciate that. So is there anything new coming to the park, either park, that you would want to share? I know you kind of mentioned it, but I know we might not be able to get the scoop this time. That's okay if not.
So the biggest thing that now with the Ferrari launching, the biggest thing that we have coming is the Sea Life, which is super, super exciting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So whenever the preview is or grand opening, hit us up. Alcides, you know we want to be there. That's going to be a really cool addition. I think the kids and families are really going to like that. An aquarium right here in Winter Haven, basically.
Exactly.
So that's very exciting. So why is it that it's so special that Winter Haven is the home of the first ever Peppa Pig Park? In your opinion, why is that such a special thing?
I believe with it being the first, one is Winter Haven.
Right.
So we get to, you know, boost up Winter Haven.
Absolutely.
All the great things that we have to offer here. So it's super, super exciting. But also, we have a lot of our counterparts across Maryland that they're learning from
us. Yeah.
So we're getting ready to open up the second Peppa Pig theme park in Dallas.
Wow.
And then another one's coming in Germany.
Wow.
So it's super exciting to see that where it's homed at in our city, Winter Haven, that we're able to be able to show and showcase all the awesome that we do there.
Yeah, I think that there is something to be said of all of the success that you've had at Peppa Pig. Because if it wasn't successful, they wouldn't be putting it in Germany or Dallas, I can tell you that.
That's right.
So you obviously must be doing something right. So that is really exciting to see that that's expanding. Is there anything else, Anise, that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Just Legoland Florida Resort, as I say, I'm born and raised here. Mm-hmm. So having a theme park, everyone knew Cypress Gardens. And then when it did shut down its doors, it was great to be able to bring back another theme park.
Absolutely.
And bring back all the tourism and bring back all, you know, many guests to see how beautiful Winter Haven
absolutely
has grown.
Yeah.
And just even with Cypress Gardens Boulevard.
Yeah. I mean, we are growing. It is insane. And I agree. I mean, I remember, I have fond memories of Cypress Gardens, and when it shut down, everybody was so sad. But being able to reimagine it and still pay homage to the history, because the botanical gardens are still in the park, as well as the one of the newer rides, Pirate River Quest,
right.
Is kind of an homage to, there used to be a ride, a canal ride at Cypress Gardens. So it kind of pays homage to that as well. So definitely a lot of growth. We are so happy to have Legoland and Peppa here in Winter Haven. And there are millions of reasons why that's special, but being the first in the world is definitely one of those that you're just like, wow, we did something right.
Yes.
And that's really exciting. So anything else, Altanise, that we missed?
I mean, I think you hit it all.
I try. You helped me though. You're the one who made it possible, you know? So I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast. We are champions for Legoland and Peppa Pig and all that you're doing. And you guys, you and your team should be very proud of all the work you've done.
Yes, thank you. And thank you to the Winter Haven Chamber. We love having you all out, being able to work partnership hand in hand. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I appreciate that, Altanise. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 8 of our podcast.
Hi, I'm Suzanne, a lung screening nurse navigator at Advent Health. Did you know that early detection of lung cancer can allow for treatment to be more effective? A simple low-dose CT scan is the recommended yearly screening for early detection. Lung cancer screenings are now available at Advent Health, Heart of Florida, and Advent Health, Lake Wales. If you are between the ages of 50 and 80 years old and have a smoking history or have quit within the last 15 years, you may be eligible for lung cancer screening. For questions or to verify eligibility, contact me at 863-419-2383. That's 863-419-2383. 2383.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.